headset better. I got my new headset, but they're not blinged out yet. We'll get it. The neighbor that does it, she's very busy. She got kids in, volleyball. So they're over here and they're over there and oh my goodness.
Well, at least they're here and at least they're comfy.
There you go. Yeah, they are very comfy. They're very lightweight. I'm very surprised. The other set I got, they're lightweight, but they're not cushy on the ears and it feels like they're pushing into your ear. There's not give to it.
Those ones have like hard leather on the ears.
Yeah.
And I'd lose my mind because the soft leather on these ones makes my ears sweaty enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why, like I say, I picked mine up. That. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so I the other ones I kept because they're pretty. Mm-hmm. And it's only for guests. Okay. So I give the guests.
Nice.
Well, because they're only going to be here for 2 hours, you know, and so yeah. They can deal with it, but not every week are they here. So I got to deal with them. But anyway. Okay, where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence?
If you just finished a coloring book, maybe.
Ah, finish a book without finishing a sentence. No.
No?
No.
I was so positive.
Yeah, no, it's a prison.
Oh, that's a darker answer.
Think about it. Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence? Prison.
What? Also coloring books.
Also coloring books. Fine.
It's a little more lighthearted.
That's true. That's true. What can we say? No, and this, you folks, Spikes with all these Nutrisource deals is the Spikes that's up in Forest Lake. They rebuilt the, if you guys ever went to Forest Lake, the old feed mill, the old whole swim feed mill was kind of a dilapidated. And Spikes came in, and aka Gerton's, and they totally remodeled it. And oh, folks, you got it. It's a centerpiece of Forest Lake. It's simply beautiful. And so, but the thing is man, what they've got, if they don't, the toys they got for dogs and cats, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And they got partner all the whole Nutrisource line. And like I say, all these deals that we're talking about start tomorrow, the 15th to the 5th. But I'm going to be there only on the 20th from 10 to 4. And that's the Spikes Holes in Forest Lake, okay?
If you can find a purple octopus where all of the legs make crinkly noises, I bought one for Stanley, and every single dog that's come into the house is obsessed with it to the point that the owners have to get it for their dog at
home. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be now interesting. Four dogs have bought that because of Stanley.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check into that. Okay. Who's up?
Next up, we have Diane.
Okay.
Whose dog is very talented, but has been marking in their competition arena.
Well, that's not nice. I'm here. Spit. There you go. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, it's you, Diane. Okay. I recognize the voice. I didn't.
Oh, you do.
I didn't know it was you, Diane. Okay. Diane is a one heck of a trainer in her own right. She mentored with me for a while and then went off and flew, and she's done a lot more than I ever have. And so, but she's good at what she does. And her latest is nose competition. You love doing the nose work in the classes and such like that. So. You're good. So, what's happening?
Thank you.
Who's is it? One of your dogs, or somebody you know, or what?
It's one of my dogs. She is a 2-year-old Papillon. She is not spayed, and she marks constantly when we go into the ring during practice, confirmation, agility, and it's to the point where I have to put a diaper on her when we go to agility. Otherwise, we would never get through training because we're stopping to clean up.
Yep. Well, the thing is that a lot of dogs do that out of stress. You know, they realize that, and just like some dogs, when they come to my class, the owners have been outside, the dogs relieved themselves, and they pooped and they'd peed, and you could almost count, you know, and 3, 2, 1, and there's another poop.
Yeah.
But he just went outside. And so, yeah, and what it is, it just has to do with the stress level. So what I would do is work on the stress level of the dog as far as that. Yes, she's, how does she do in the ring?
Oh, amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's why that you might want to, like, you know, try some stress-free or some rescue remedy or something that will not, you know, we don't want to obviously put her out. But the thing is that something to take the edge off. And I guess what I would do in the situation, if you have access to, you know, like, obviously you're not doing a show, but you kind of present it as a show that you give her, like, let's say the stress free from Springtime Inc, or you try the rescue remedy, and then just go do a couple of the things and see how she handles it. Okay. Whereas, and also how you are acting. Okay. How you are acting, you know, if you're all revved up and she's going to get revved up, you know what I mean? Yeah. So what you need to do is breathe, calm down. We got this. We got this. And I do understand, you know, obviously in agility, you want the dog to go. I get that. Now, do you, are you, what, is that the only competition you're doing, or what other competition?
Agility and confirmation.
Oh, and confirmation. And she marks in the confirmation.
Right. Well, she hasn't, but if I turn away while walking around with other dogs, she did mark by some another dog. So she's very aggressive with her.
Wow.
She actually marked on someone who knelt down to pet her.
Really?
And I was very embarrassed. I didn't even know what to say.
Wow. She's definitely know who she is. She's got a good eagle. Okay. So now the thing is what I would, like, I would get her on stuff that can just kind of calm her down. Like I say, that stress-free from springtimeinc.com is a tablet, and it tells you for the poundage how much to give. And what it does, it just kind of takes the edge off. And many dogs it works wonders for, even for the 4th of July or whatever type thing. But to try to get her so that she's not so antsy in the pantsy that she feels she's got to mark herself, you know, kill here, you know, where she can just breathe and say, okay, we got this. So that's the side that I would work on with her. I would work on and not be so bent on the competition where you go in, you go to it, and if something nice happens, that's great, but you're working on getting that tension down where she that, okay, let's go. Okay. What we want to just get her to just like what happens with the ring sour horse, the horse is so that it doesn't want to even go in the ring, and then it's got to be let in, and then when it gets in there, it loses its mind and really isn't paying attention and doing its own thing, okay? And you don't have any control over the situation. But then by having him go in the ring and not compete and take out, that he's not sure if he's going in to compete or if he's going into, you know what I mean? It's not always the same. And so then dogs are really good to routine. So if you could have access to like some part of agility and like and just do the nonchalant, whereas, hey, we got this, you know, and then bring them in there and maybe just do a couple things as far as, you know, fast, but not the whole course. And then sometimes you just go in there and go, oh, look what's out here. Oh, never mind. Let's go. You know, so kind of desensitize so that you chill out and the dog chills out. Is what that's the side that I'd work on, because you know she can do good. Now, are you working for any titles or what?
I'm trying to, but it's difficult because she goes so much that we aren't getting very far very quickly, because I get frustrated because she's peeing all the time. Yep. We get tossed out of the ring. I mean, when she's got a diaper on, she's flying and she's doing amazing. But I just you know, it's the type, she starts being hyper as soon as we get in the car and she knows we're going to school. And then she's sitting outside of the ring and she's whimpering and she's, it's just absolutely.
Yep. So what you got to work on, and see, this is where sometimes humans get in our own way. Can you, in their way, in our way, can you hold on? Because I got to go to a break, then we'll come back, okay? So don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
You could throw away the outside, eat the inside, and then throw away the inside. What am I? You could throw away the outside, eat the inside, and then throw away the inside. What am I? I'll be back. All right, we're back. Boy, this is the fastest 2 hours whole life every week. This is crazy. Okay, where am I at? Oh, here we are. You throw away the outside, eat the inside, and throw away the inside. What am I?
A pomegranate?
You throw away the outside, eat the inside, and then throw away the inside.
That works with a pomegranate.
I have never eaten a pomegranate.
You've never eaten a straight pomegranate?
No,
oh, that's, no. It's really fun, weirdly. It's one of my favorites as a kid.
Oh, okay.
But they're like little seeds that burst, and they're, it's so the, essentially, the outside you have to pull off goes around the outside and into the middle, and the fruit grows in between those spaces.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've never seen it. Well, this one has corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob also works.
Corn on the cob. You throw away the outside, eat the inside, and then throw away the inside. Okay. Corn on the cob.
I love corn on the cob.
Yes, I do. And the neighbor across the street, they grow the best. They sell it, you know, on a stand in Centerville.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you of course, we're the neighbors, and they're great friends. And this, anytime you want corn, you just come over. And so it's just like, you bet, I will be there.
Yeah, I live right up the street from El Burrito Mercado, and they have the Mexican corn, like elote stand out front. Oh, my God. Gosh, is that good.
Wow.
I get that all the time.
Wow, that's extra. Okay, let's go back to Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
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 Okay, so what it is like I said before we went to break, if you just tuned in, Diane's got a mm-hmm. Papillon that likes to whiz on competition. It's a female. And that's really, you know, you got definitely a sassy gal. What she wants to, you know, say, I'm here, and there. But anyway, and so it's like, what do you show any other dog?
No, just her.
Okay, so now because apparently she loves doing this, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, but then she gets carried away.
Yes.
So what you've got to do is, like I said, I would try desensitizing her. But I guess in my head is that, you know, just accept the diaper, you know, just have fun and just make cutesy diapers so that everybody smiles as she goes, you know, zinging around. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so and then, like I said, then when you don't want to do competition anymore. Then when you pull her out, then slowly, desensitize her. Sometimes you go in, you could do it along the way if you want. Like I say, mm-hmm. try to desensitize her. But like I said, I just got a feeling because she's so sassy like that, that mm-hmm. if it's either it's feast or famine, either she's mm-hmm. all in and she's got her diaper on or she just mm-hmm. doesn't do it anymore. Because I got a feeling that she can't, she cannot not do her best. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's her personality. And so mm-hmm. that's why it's you just got to decide what is important to you. Should we just have mm-hmm. fun and we got cutesy diapers? You have somebody make them for you, you know. So mm-hmm. now everybody's gonna be talking about what diaper she's got on the next time she's in competition. You know, yeah. what I mean, you can make a fun out of it instead of having it be a burden. Like, oh, my dog mm-hmm. has to wear diapers. But you know, there's a lot mm-hmm. of people out there.
Yeah.
That and just say, hey, no, that's her jetpack. That's not a diaper. That's her jetpack. You know. You know, you got to make a funny out of it instead of like, right. okay, she's good at what she does, but she's got this little attitude, and so that's why right. we got to do this. And so instead of calling a diaper, call it something different, you know. And then, like I say, right. have some fun with it, because otherwise, if you enjoy it and she enjoys it, otherwise you can mm-hmm. go through. But I just don't think she can. If you take her away and try to, like I said, desensitize her, I don't think she's capable mm-hmm. of doing that. It's kind of like with mm-hmm. me when I first started mm-hmm. on the 22 years ago started on the station. Mm-hmm. I had people email that I talked too fast. So I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, so I'm going to mindfully try to talk slower. I can't do it. I can't do it. And so yeah. it's like, and make sense at the same time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just mm-hmm. said, people, you got to listen, you know, faster. Or what's the neat thing of podcasts, you can slow me down when you listen to it on podcasts. And so, like I say, we have to pick our battles. And I think it sounds like you have a really good, fun time with her. You know, and I could mm-hmm. just picture that Papillon just flying. And it's so yes. cool that you've got, you know, you're doing something with a small dog and actually using their brain instead of just carrying it around mm-hmm. like a wart. You know, that's what, you know, that drives me nuts. And so, yeah. but anyway, so the whole thing is that, like I say, that's what I would do. I would just say, you know mm-hmm. what, let's make a fun thing out of it. It's your jetpack. And today's mm-hmm. jetpack color is, you know, hot pink. And so you can't yes. miss her, you know. You just follow that right. hot pink thing going around. And so that's what right. I would do. Because like I say, it's just, I think you guys are just having too much fun. But I think she has the confidence level, obviously, that to try to desensitize her, I don't think will work. I think when she really gets mm-hmm. amped up, she's going and she's doing it. You know what I mean? She's yeah. going to whiz. And so then you're going to be upset. So, like I say, yeah. just, you know, you can do what I mentioned earlier, try to desensitize her, give her, like, try that stress-free. Maybe that will mm-hmm. do, it won't take her speed away. It just make her calmer and maybe not a sassy, right. you know, type thing.
Right.
And so I would not do CBD oil. That might put her in a stupor.
Yeah.
Okay. Or there's rescue remedy too, but every dog's different. So, but that's about the main thing that you can do. So.
Mm-hmm. Where do I get the stress-free again?
Springtimeincinc.com. Springtimeincinc.com. And so, yeah, okay. They're tablets, and they work, like I say, okay. Wonders. And they right now they got a sale. Buy two bottles, get two free.
Okay.
And so buy the two bottles, and then you get two free, and then you can, you know, sell them to people around you and say, hey, try this.
Yeah.
Not to the humans, for their dogs.
Right. I think I'm going to try that because she's actually whizzing outside of the ring when we're waiting. I mean, it's just intense. Yeah. And
She's good at what she does. She's the next star, you know, the Olympic champion. You know what I mean? Because she really gives in. She's got a job, and she totally enjoys it. You know, but she gets carried away.
Yes.
You know, so anyway. You know what I was thinking?
Okay,
I thought you were Diane Klein. Okay, that's what I mentioned earlier. I thought you sounded just like Diane Klein. And then I'm just kind of like, well, wait a minute. No, I don't think it is that Diane. And as I talk to you, it's like, I don't think it is Diane Klein. So, no, you know, you didn't mentor with me. You just know me. So, but anyway.
Yes. I've talked with you before.
Okay. But yeah, so that's what you just got to do is figure out a plan that you're happy with. And then, like I say, you got to tone yourself down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you just try to work better as a team where she doesn't get herself so over the edge. But I do know it's a timed event. I get that. But she does. Mm-hmm. It's just like some barrel racers. I watch them and it just drives me nuts. Okay, the horse is coming around the far bale, coming home. And that horse is booking. Just booking. Ears are flat. It's reaching out as far as it possibly can. And then people bring out the bat and start smacking them on the butt. And it's like, I'm going to go smack you in the head with that bat. That horse, as you can see, is going as fast as he possibly can. I mean, he's really reaching. Yeah. Doesn't need anything else more, you know, to move it forward.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that, like I say, with how fast this one's going, you know, she does a verbal, okay, we got this. But like I say, try not to over-energize yourself, but get the best out of her, if that makes any sense.
Okay. All right.
Well, keep me posted and let me know if the stress-free works. And then, like I say, we're not going to call it a diaper anymore. We're going to do the power pack or the jet pack. Okay. And so then that way a jet pack or a power pack, you know, that's why she can go like she's go. She's got her power pack on or a jet pack on. So. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Kiddo.
Right.
Have a good
day. Thank you so much. You
bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Coconut in the throat.
You good?
I knew you shouldn't have ate that coconut on break.
That's been me every time I've had to do the weather today. I'm like, you get a high of 70 and a low of 50. Just sometimes it's really hard to get.
I know, it's just
one
little coconut little thing in there. And so I was like, whoa. Costco's got these. I like Almond Joys. Or Mounds. Mounds is without the nut. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want a nut, sometimes you don't.
I like them both. Coconut.
Yep. Well, see, I like coconut. And so, like
I love coconut.
Coconut's got this with the dark chocolate. They're little squares. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to have a lot less sugar and blah, blah, blah. But it's just good when you want the chocolate and the coconut together.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like milk chocolate and coconut. No, I like dark chocolate and coconut better. I don't like the milk chocolate as much. But anyway. Okay. Oh, Lordy, folks. Okay. Did I mention that I'm going to be up at Spike's next Saturday? That's the 20th from 10 to 4. It's their grand opening sale. They got sales all over between horse feed, dog feed, cat feed, chicken feed, plants, you name it. And to see this renovation that they've done to the Forest Lake feed mill is just unbelievable. It's well worth your time. And then all the specials, like I say, are starting the April 15th to the May 2nd. But they do have on next Saturday when I'm going to be there, I'm going to be at 11:30 and at 2. I'm going to do a pet seminar. A seminar about pet dog and cat nutrition. And then for the first 50 people, I've got a 23-page handout for you. And that's going to be free, only for the first 50 people. Okay? Is it a break time yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Let's see. Let's hear a joke or a quiz.
Okay. What we're going to do is, okay, what kind of dog keeps talking about his problems? What kind of dog keeps talking about his problems? We'll be back.
Okay, clear my mind. I need to clear the dishes from, back to my breath. Wow, is that what I sound like when I breathe? Is that normal? Dang it. Start again. Oh, for the love of...
Did you know a YMCA membership can better your well-being? The Y offers guided meditation, acupuncture, and massage for an extra fee.
Oh my gosh, seriously, Dave?
Join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
Hey, we're back. Say, if you do go up to Spice Wolves in Forest Lake, do me a great favor. I really want them to advertise on my show. And because they're just such neat people, great products, everything. Make sure you tell them that you heard it on the Katie K9 show. Everybody, tell everybody. Oh, we heard about this on up at Katie's K9 show. Katie's K9 radio show every Sunday on the Katie K9 radio show. Katie, to keep plug, make it, just inundate them. Send them an email. I really want them because, you know, it's just, I really, because I know I'm talking way too much about them already, but. You know, after this weekend, but because Nutrisource is going to be there and they got so many great products with Nutrisource, you know, I think I can get away with it. But anyway, and there's sway bags for the first 100 people starting at 10 o'clock. There's going to be food trucks, booths, and vendors. There's a whole bunch, just a whole bunch of stuff. So you got to step up there. But I'll be there from 10 to 4. That's going to be a long day. So anyway, but I'll be happy to talk to you. Stop by, say hi, and then make sure you see any of the people that are up there. The big guys are going to be there, you know, like, the main people for, you know, whole Spike Holes. So find one of them and say, hey, you need to advertise on Katie's K9.
The head honchos.
The head honchos, yes. Okay, well, let's go to this. Well, wait a minute. I was so excited. Okay, what kind of dog keeps talking about his problems?
A wiener dog, a wiener whiner dog.
A wiener whiner, that would be, yeah, that could be a wiener whiner. Okay. A complaint Bernard.
A complaint Bernard.
Instead of a St. Bernard, a complaint Bernard.
I think I like Wiener Weiner.
Okay, Wiener Weiner. That's a good one, too. You know, see, there's a lot of them. They can have two, so. Okay, let's head to the phone.
Next up, we have JJ, whose dog may have swallowed an earring, and they kind of want to know next steps.
Uh-oh. Hey, JJ.
Hi.
Well, thanks for hanging on. Okay, what kind of dog?
A golden retriever.
Okay, and how old?
4 months.
4 months? Okay, so we've got a tiny one. Okay, and so if you think, anytime they swallow objects, you do not want them to ralph it up because it can do some damage coming up. But what you do want to do is kind of overfeed the dog so that it puts cush in the gut system against, you know, the sharp object that might be in there. Okay. So that's a way to handle it. You can take him to the, it's not an emergency thing, but definitely overfeed him. Like, how many times a day are you feeding him?
Twice
a day. Okay. I'd throw in another feeding like now. When do you think he got the earring?
Maybe yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. Yeah, definitely overfeed. Start overfeed. Feed him 3 times right now. Keep more food in that gut. Rehydrate the food. Put what you're going to feed in a bowl. Put hot tap water so it floats real nice. Put it aside. Come back in a half hour and check out. And the water should be gone. And you feel a couple of the nuggets. Okay, it should be pretty soft to the center. Okay, so I would up his feed. Don't overfeed him where you get him sick. But also, too, you can give him a little bit of butter, like a tablespoon of butter, because what that will do is will kind of help grease the ejects and try to get everything through faster. Okay?
Okay.
And so what you want to do, too, is you want to check. You're going to be a doo-doo watcher. Every time that dog does a doo-doo, you're going to get out some kind of tool and pick through that doo-doo to check and see if something came out, okay, for the next 24 hours. Because dogs have a short gut system, intestines, and so it's like, I don't know, 4 or 6 feet, depending on the size of the dog. But anyway, and so it doesn't stay in the stomach long before it's shot out, all right? But the whole thing starts because you, within 24 hours, if you haven't seen the earring, okay, and if the dog is feeling a little off, you might want to go get an X-ray because it could be stuck somewhere. If he did, did you see him eat it, or are you just thinking that he got it?
I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I would err on the side that, yeah, give him a little extra food, a couple extra rations. Like today, he's going to feed him 3 times. Tomorrow, you're going to feed him 3 times, you know, and then, like I say, then start checking the doo-doos. Every doo-doo you check through, you know, get yourself a little, some kind of doohickey sticks or whatever, and just really comb through it to see if you could find the object, okay? But then pay attention to the dog's health as far as, is he seeming okay? Does he seem a little off? Then, you know, like I say, it could have got hung up on something, and then we got a problem. So it's up to yourself. Yeah. Otherwise, if you want to, just for curiosity, you could, if you don't want to wait and whatever, you want to err on the side of, ahead of the game, tomorrow when things open up, see if you can get the dog in for an x-ray to see if there is anything in there. Okay? Are you there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, so do you got a plan now?
Yep.
Okay, well, good luck. Okay?
Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye.
God, I wish I had known you 7 years ago. I was in this exact scenario. I was a freshman in college, and my roommate's dog swallowed a pretty massive hooked back earring, and we saw her do it.
Okay.
And so we talked to people and called the vets, and they're like, oh, you got to bring her in. And even though we had saw her do it, they x-rayed because they were like, we need to see where it is in her system.
Correct.
And then they just promptly gave her a diuretic.
Okay.
And for 2 days, we were giving her meds to just make her poop.
Okay.
And then wait until we saw it out. And it came out. Uh-huh. But if it didn't, we would have had to go in for surgery.
Yes. Yes.
And at no point did they say, hey, this will be better moving through your dog's system if they have stuff in their system.
Yes. Because what it does is it cushions whatever, that's in there, the earring. Because otherwise, if there's not much food in there, it can turn, and now it's against the wall of the intestines. Mm-hmm. But if you kind of pack the gut, whereas it hopefully will get caught as it turns into the food so that it won't wreck anything in there. So,
yeah, that blew my mind because that was quite an ordeal. And I remember us being like, we saw her eat it an hour ago, why do we need to do the x-ray? Well, because we need to see where in her system it is. And then they just gave her the diuretic anyway.
Yep, yep. No, like I say, it just, and when it comes to objects, if they eat something, well, that again, too, there are some poisons if they get into, you do not want to come back out. It's got to go,
It just you don't want it to hit their liver.
Yes. Yeah. And so, so the whole thing is that, what they do, but when they swallow objects, okay, then, like we know, they just swallowed a rock. Mm-hmm. As long as it's a smooth rock, yeah, you can try to. Because rocks, you have no idea. I was just up at my girlfriend's cabin. Oh, a storm, a tornado went through 2 years ago. This will be the third year. And just leveled up there. There was really a mess. That whole area up there. And it's by Round Lake in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And the closest town, I don't know what the closest town would be. It's just east of Taylor's Falls. But anyway, the thing is, they figured, well, since all the trees came down, now we don't have to saw them down. And we got all this mud, because everything, it was between all the big trucks coming in and getting all these trees out of there and stuff like that. Then they said, you know what? We're going to put a cabin up. Why replant, resod, and then tear it all up again? Let's just put a cabin up. So they did. And so it taken 2 years. They do all the work themselves. But now I haven't seen it. I've seen it in a couple of different stages, but I hadn't seen. She doesn't have stuff on her wall yet, but basically it's done. And so it's just beautiful. And so just very calming, whereas it's not like, well, this isn't the cabin.
Yeah.
This is a house.
Yeah.
And it's just very calming. And her island. You could literally throw a sleeping bag on it and sleep there.
What's it like? Is it like rock shore, swampy, sandy?
They got rocks along the shoreline, but when you walk in, it gets pretty sandy pretty fast.
That's nice. That means they'll probably get fleas, but not mosquitoes.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, it's a really nice place. And so yeah, so I went did that Friday. I'm just not used to doing things. There's always something to do, and I feel guilty when I leave. I should stay home and do this, or I should stay home and do that. And sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I'm just going to go do this.
Well, you're a bit of a homebody, but it's hard not to be when you're on a farm and things depend on you.
Yeah. And that we ate at the county line, and was that good? I had broiled fish.
Ooh.
It was very tasty. With a baked potato salad, baked potato and coleslaw.
A little German potato salad?
Nope, just regular.
Ooh.
I haven't had pretty German potato salad in a long time. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's a supper club specialty in Wisconsin, so I'm a little surprised.
I love that. That sounds really good. Oh, well. Okay. So we got time for maybe one more question. Just one. So give a holler, 651-641-1071. Okay, now, we were talking earlier with the Pure Vita, with the Nutrisource. That's an excellent dog food to turn to if your dog is having allergies, because it's just like when it says turkey, it's only turkey. When it says venison, it's only venison, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, and they have grain-free, and then they have grain-inclusive. Don't be scared of grain-free. Remember, folks, that's a bunch of, that's been in 5 years, they cannot find any correlation to grain-free foods and dilated cardiomyopathy, no matter what your vet says. Okay. So anyway, also too, if you want to suspect allergies, try the freeze dried. You know, like the Nutrisource has got the freeze dried, 30% off of at Hools for the, you know, but anyway, from tomorrow to the 5th. And then try some raw. Get off of some of the process, because sometimes it's just the processing of the processed food is hard on a dog's gut system. All right. So then they, you know, when it comes out through like yeast, overload of yeast in the paws, overload of yeast in the ears, the dog smells kind of yeasty. Remember, our skin is our biggest organ, okay, for humans and for dogs. And so when the dog or human is toxic, it comes out through the origins, you know, the ears, the nose, but whatever type of thing. So they, by changing the diet, now heads up on this. This is really something. Is that they've been doing some studies, and now remember, just like with anything, it's appearing to be awesome. Okay, dogs that have skin problems, put them on collagen, powdered collagen. Okay, and then also too, another huge thing is colostrum, powdered colostrum. Okay, what is colostrum, Ellie? What's colostrum?
It makes me think cholesterol. I don't know.
Okay, colostrum is that first milk when anything's born. You know, whereas it's antibiotics and stuff like that. Okay, so they've been finding a lot of luck by giving colostrum powdered, or probably organic. Okay, colostrum, you can go online and check it out. All right, and doing that. Now, when you give a human something, a human product to a dog, okay, you've got the standard size dog, let's say a 60-70 pound dog, usually you can give whatever it says for a human, okay? When you got the small ones, then you start cutting it in half. Mm-hmm. You know what it says for humans, all right? And so now the thing is, remember, I'm not a vet. You know, I've just been reading, because it's allergy. If anybody might get rid of the itchies, I mean, it's just amazing. But also, I would try the colostrum, and I would try the collagen for the skin. You know, like if you're having a lot of skin disorders on your dogs, all right?
A bunch of my talk hosts have been taking collagen, and they swear by it.
Yep. And so that's what I mean. But now it's coming into the dog world. And so we'll look at, like, what was it? How many? 15 years ago, I was talking about organic extra virgin coconut oil, you know, to get the coats all pretty, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. And it's great for owies and stuff like that. Well, then Weight and Wellness, that show that, mm-hmm, used to be on, okay. Then they started talking about it. I was talking about it way before it became a thing. Okay, and so now this is just becoming a thing, the colostrum and the collagen, all right? And so that's why it's really important, but give it a try. Go online. Obviously, the more organic you can get it, the better. Powdered is best. Don't do things that, you know, when people get things in like when they, you know, like chews, that process to make it a chew, mm-hmm, takes away some of the goodness of it. You know, it's another process.
Yeah.
So the less processing of something you can get, the better. So, okay, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Okay. What is the most boring type of dog? What is the most boring type of dog? Hey, thank you for sharing your Sunday afternoon with me. I greatly appreciate it. Remember, all my shows are podcasts, and so is every other show on the station. Go to MyTalk1071 and check out my show page. And Ellie puts up tons of fun stuff for you to click on and see on my show page also, too. And so please check it out. We're always there. You can listen to me anywhere you want as you're walking through the beautiful park on a beautiful day. And folks, because it got nice so fast here, as far as 80 degrees, okay, your dogs and you have to get back in shape. Feel the bottom of your dog's paws, and if their baby bottom's smooth, you better not be taking them for too long of walks. The pads of your dog's feet should feel calloused, Okay, that means, okay, now they're good to go and to walk on the paths and stuff like that. But if they feel like a baby bottom smooth, you're going to still start building up the callus by going for walks on sidewalks and such. Now, remember, if it starts getting hot, how hot is the tar? Okay, watch for that. Walk them on grass. Keep them off of tar. Okay, what is the most boring type of dog?
A border collie.
Ooh, no, that's a good one. I wouldn't have thought of that one. Look at you, Ellie. You're good.
It's the opposite of a boring dog.
Yeah. But that's true. No, it's called a Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian. Yes. That's another not boring
breed
of dog.
Yeah, I know it. You got that right. Yep, Dalmatian. But anyway. Okay, so now we were talking about allergies because everybody's allergy season here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the colostrum. Okay, we got the collagen, you know, for dogs. Okay, and then this also, we're doing the C's today. Okay, C-A-M-E-L-I-N-A, Camelina oil. Camelina oil, there we go. C-A-M-E-L-I-N-A. Great, I did it for my horse Jake, and boy, did he turn around. And of course, then I gave it to the dogs, and wow. And it's something really worth, it's not, you know, it's not huge expensive, but it's, you know, it's good stuff, but you use a little, all right? And so those are the three words you're going to remember for this week to work on your dog's allergies. Number one, the Pure Vita, the single source protein, or go to freeze-dried. Okay, or go to raw, get them off more of the processed stuff, and then start getting them on colostrum, the Camelina. Why can't I say that? Camelina oil, and then the collagen, okay? And then, because you shouldn't have to be giving your dog shots all the time. Also, then, what chemicals are you putting in or on your dog? If you want to get rid of allergies, you got to strengthen the immune system. You know, stop putting the chemicals on and in. A flea and tick, do it naturally. You can go to mytalk1071.com, go to my show page, and go to my website, okay? And if you click on radio show, scroll down, and I've got natural ways to do flea and ticks. And you can do them all, because there's no chemicals in them. So if you're really worried, do everything, you know, the Evertick collar, the a bandana with lemongrass oil on it, diatomaceous earth and a baby sock, and just put one on the chest, one on the butt where the tail and the butt come together, and then one in the front of the chest, under the chest, and behind the shoulder blades and the back of the neck, one tap. Okay, not a, you know, don't make a black dog white. It's just a tap with the diatomaceous earth. Mm-hmm. DE is the slang name. DE. But anyway, so it all has to be what we feed them, what we put on them, in them, you know, over vaccinations, all that plays a part. And like when you get a vaccination, what it does is it pokes your immune system. Like, hello? Okay, so some immune system you could only poke so many times, and the immune system says, I'm done. And now you got allergies, or you got, what's that? Oh, I just had a brain fart. What is that? Okay, the immune deficiency. Okay, where dogs die from that.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and so that's why, like I say, you got to look at the whole thing. You got to do your due diligence. Go to dogsnaturallymagazine.com. Go to healthypets.mercola.com to learn. Type in allergies and dogs. So natural. I know there's a lot of sites out there, but those are two that are totally trusted sites where they're, you know, you can believe what they tell you. Okay. You can go to primalpooch.com to learn how to feed raw or to cook. You know, so the whole thing is change your dog's diet up. Some dogs are allergic to chicken. Some dogs are, my Gilligan for, at towards his end, about the last 2 years, I could not give him beef. When if he had beef for 3 days, he was itching. He was just, if I pull him off of the beef,
interesting,
everything was fine. So everybody thinks chicken is an allergy because chicken's in everything. Well, you got to start playing around with the meats that they're getting. And that's why, as far as like dry food, kibble food, the Pure Vita from Nutrisource is the main key, because it only has this thing. So, you know, well, it could be like, it could be the beef. It could be the chicken in there. It could be the pork. It could, when they literally put a, you know, different meats in one food. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Pure Vita comes in handy. So let's say you start the beef. And 4 days into the beef, the dog starts itching like crazy. Guess what? I don't think it's a beef dog.
Yeah, Stanley has issues with chicken. It makes his skin just all weird. Yep. His hair starts falling out.
Yep. And so that's why, like I said, that's a way to find out. Is that's and like I said, that's I do not know of another. I'm sure it's out there. Another formula or place that makes what Pure Vita is, you know, a single source protein and the quality of ingredients that is in it. You know, so it's just crazy. So anyway, so you got to do your due diligence. If you want to feed your dog, you know, perfect, and you do this, that, and the other, but then you're just giving them over vaccinations, you're doing the spot on flea and tick crap, and then you'd put maybe flea collars on, and you're putting all these other chemicals, which the dog has system, has to sort through. You know, you just, now, and also, okay, everybody's thinking about their lawns right now. Folks, let's do organic lawn. Get those chemicals off of there. And if you live in a situation, you know, what do they call it? Like you pay a fee to be there for the take care of the lawns and the roads and stuff like that. Homeowners fee. What is that called?
An HOA, Homeowners Association.
Yeah, associated. Okay, go get all your people that you live in there, sign a petition and say, we want organic. We don't want the chemicals anymore on our lawns because we all have pets and kids and stuff like that. Be the catalyst to start something new. Don't say, well, that my homeowners association, that's just what they do. No, change things. Make a difference. You know, your pets depend on it. You depend on it because you're absorbing those chemicals too. And so, but the cat dogs are walking in it. The kids are running in it and rolling in it. And so that's why I try to get those chemicals off the lawn. And then Kathy Werzer mentioned on the thing about my, I call it my ponds are singing. Okay, they started last Wednesday. I got out of class. I came out of class and, oh, my ponds are singing. And then what that means is that the chirping, you know, where it just sounds like a grand chorus. It's just crazy. And so I said, I got that all the time. So I sat in the gazebo and listened to the singing. So, well, hopefully you'll join me next Saturday up at Spike's Feed in Forest Lake. Spike said, oh, great. Then they got all the great Nutrisource, saving start tomorrow to May 2nd. But please stop out and see me next Saturday, 10 to 4. And then you get a free handout, or not handout, 23-page pet thing. Ellie, thank you. Thank you all for listening. Take care. See ya.